Hey, Gavox here. Welcome to Mutt Men, episode 168. And I'm joined, as always, by my man, Texas Boy. How are you, good sir?
Doing good, man. We stronger today than we were yesterday.
Really?
Everything's good. Yes, well, sir.
Did you go and lift, or how'd you get stronger? Steroids?
Dog. You just work out the same group every day for four straight weeks. That's what you do. Fuck rest days.
I feel like that's wrong, but I don't know enough about the human body to say otherwise.
All right, so I think it might not be the best bet, but for me to try and get that one pull-up I did, I worked out back for like three straight weeks, like every day. I got it.
That's though. Great, but like, what about the rest? Did you just skip leg day or?
No, yeah, you can't. Legs help you with pull-ups.
They can help you jump up to the pull-up bar.
I mean, why jump when you got long go-go gadget arms? I got a long reach.
Fair enough. Yeah, but why did you just want to do that? Like, don't you want like full body muscle?
Oh, I did, but I just wanted to hit a pull up because like, so back in high school, I was like 250, and I was like, that's my prime. That's when Tex was peak. Just like I was fat, but I was cut right.
Okay,
like, you could see like the definition in my stomach, and I had the I looked good. I could wear like. Like I was one of those guys that could wear like a shirt and it was like no stomach. Like it was like kind of like how Aaron Donald looks, except for like not as defined. It was crazy.
Aaron Donald's crazy, but that's
yeah, it's ridiculous.
You're already getting me going, Tex. Don't stop now.
So no, I was trying to like I couldn't do a pull up in high school because I think our coaches did not do a good job of training us and what we should work out. It was all squats. It was all chest. Not much back. And I realized that like it doesn't matter what weight you are. As long as you're back or like, as long as you're strong enough in a certain group do something, like you can do it. And yeah. So me being 280 right now and do a pull up when I was 250 and couldn't, like it's kinda crazy to think.
You've definitely gotten it better. But here's the thing, like you don't just want to have like I mean a strong back is really important, but you don't have like a muscle imbalance because that like leads to injuries.
That's true, but if I do one group and ignore the other seven, there's no imbalance there, you know?
what's your definition of imbalance? I feel like we're using a different language here.
It might be. But no, I was just doing that. Because, like, you know how some people go to the gym, they'll just work out, they'll just do cardio and go. So it's cardio and back for me. And back is like a full body workout because, like, certain things you do, you got to be at a certain squat angle. I feel like your heart rate goes up, too, on top of that. So I felt like just doing that just kind of gave me a better workout. And, I mean, I lost, like, decent amount of weight, plus got stronger, like, in a quick period of time. So
nice.
Back's most important. Back, I mean, obviously you want to do everything. Like I'm back on a regimen now. It's backs. I do one group now, back, then we do biceps, then we do chest, then we do tries, then we do legs and repeat basically. That's what I'm doing now. But yeah, you want to have more regimen, but I was just trying to get this one goal done by a certain date and I was 3 days off of hitting it. So
that's not bad.
One of the goals I set, cause my buddy, he set a competition up to where we both had a combined 20 pull-ups. It's $100.
Okay.
And so we wouldn't have got it because he only did 17. And if I hit my one, it would have been 18. So I don't feel so bad about missing the date, but that's what we were going for. So that's why I was doing back so heavy.
Oh, okay. Got you. So it's for $100. That's good motivator. Yeah.
Pride, too. Just saying I did one.
And for everybody out there, don't take any health advice from the Mutt Men podcast because we have Vic on here talking about not eating for a month. You about working one out of like eight sides of your body. But you know what? Who cares? It's your life. Yeah. You live it. Do what you want out there, everybody. But the agenda today, we're going to be having a Madden 20 and fan appreciation stuff. Maybe a little position here or like what's next for 19. But yeah. Basically, I think the bulk of it is going to be based off that gameplay. As you see behind me on my screen, I got a little RPO action. I don't know what Tex says. Tex, what do you have on yours?
RPO, I got Cam faking a handoff to, I think that's Jonathan Stewart. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe Fozzie Whitaker. I think that's Fozzie, actually. Okay. It's like RPO style. Who's the, not the invariant, but like the guy that brought it back from the dead.
Wait, what do you mean? Say that again. Explain yourself.
Well, I don't remember RPOs being like a big deal until like recently, but I mean, there was probably people doing it back then, but Cam, when he came in 2011, we got drafted. Out here doing RPO, so he's the inventor of my book. Even though somebody's gonna get down in the comment section and say, well, technically, Vince Young had RPOs with Jeff Fisher. I'm going with Cam. That's when I start watching football.
Yeah. it's like nothing was, there's no such thing as history before you're born, right? That's when the world started.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, RPOs, I'm not going to profess to know the history of them. I mean, anybody could look on Wikipedia for that, so I'm not going to talk about that at all. It is neat. We wanted it for a couple years. They've been kind of, like, taking over the NFL for a couple years. We saw a little bit, you know, going with Mahomes and stuff and a lot of the newfangled offenses. They really kind of feature them. It's weird that neither of the Super Bowl teams really did a lot of RPOs, but, like, the teams that they beat in the championships did. But in the end, you know, it is what it is. I'm excited for their implementation into Madden. I think with a game like this, and I think maybe right off the top, should we explain what RPO? Let's explain what RPOs are for people that didn't watch the gameplay stream. Basically, RPOs are something where instead of like before the pass, you know how Peyton Manning would read the defense, then call his play, he'll check to a run or a pass, like a lot of quarterbacks do. This is basically checking to a run or a pass during the play. So you watch how certain players react to the ball and where it's going and the line movement, and then you can either pull it back and throw the ball or let the run play out. So it's similar, it's just, you know, even further down the line, even a later decision than what it used to be. So that's essentially the thought. Behind me, I have a few of the ways of doing it. There's the alert, the read, the peek. I do believe it'll be on your screen. So like alert and peek are very similar things. It's basically, you're going to have to, it's going to be a run. So these things are going to be run until you decide it's not going to be a run on the alert and peek. So basically, say you're running the stretch on the alert, which is right above my head. You read the stretch, you realize, oh, this is going to be a bad run. So then you just press the wide receiver button, and it will throw the ball to the wide receiver. Now, I don't know if we'll be able to hot route on RPOs. I'd imagine we'll get a lot of like busted shit if we do. But I think it's kind of neat because they said that because the linemen are in a running type blocking, that's like the run blocking is what they have. And we know how bad play actions are. So you're going to have to get rid of the ball fast anyways. But if you hold on to the ball too long, you will take a sack is what they said. So the reads is going to be more like a read option, which is like right over here. You see I'm pointing to that hopefully. So it'll be the same things like we've traditionally done with read options. So that'll be pretty similar to us. So I'm most excited about the alerts and the peaks, the kind of read the defense and throw the ball behind like a blitzing linebacker or something. My only issue, if I'm going to go to like, there's a couple issues, the hot routes and being able to break it. And then I think the other issue I have is the fact that Madden doesn't really reward a short passing game as much as it should. And people kind of go for like the one play hitters, the long down the field kind of stuff because, you know, with the way like users can move on the field, like when you press a button and you're deciding to throw a ball to somebody, a user can move about 20 yards by the time the ball gets delivered to a wide receiver frequently. They can go from hash mark to hash mark in like half a second. It can be quicker than the ball can get there, like out of the quarterback's hands. You can move hash marks and get an animation. So that's like, I did a video on it. My biggest concern is not only the user being so powerful for short routes, but the CPU, sometimes they warp to knock balls down. Or if a user will kind of hold their water near the middle of the field, if you throw a slant, they can just get a hit stick. For somebody that's pretty good with a user. And it's not like, because the positioning and the spacing on the field isn't that good in Madden, we run into a lot of these problems with a short pass game. Now, that's not to say it's impossible to use. I still see people are able to gain some yards. But generally, if I'm getting hit with quick hitters from my opponent, it just takes like one little slight deception from my user, and then you could get a pick and it kind of changes the drive. Whereas like right now when you run a lot of crossers, which is the thing I'm still concerned about for next year, you're either open or you're not, because your user has to be like 50 yards away from you to cover the other crosser, and it's a lot easier to fit it against CPUs because they can't keep up in man, the zones don't cover it. So that's what I'm more concerned about. And so RPOs, it's neat. I really like the stretch and, you know, combo. But if the stretch blocking isn't very good, if the defender just needs to do their job, they're going to be able to basically take the stretch and kind of like, you know, kind of hold the water and don't let them upfield. But we'll see how it's balanced next year. It's impossible to say right now. Those are some of the concerns I have at the moment. What do you think, Tex, on RPOs?
So my biggest concern outside of that, because I was using quick plays, is just like, as an offense, you don't have many options, right? You got the two, like, look at the plays right now, looking at the, like, the read. You have either hand the ball off or throw the ball to the bubble screen or throw the ball to the receiver, either doing a hitch route or a streak. So it's three reads right there to possibly make. So that kind of gives defense more of an opportunity to make plays, because there's more guys that you can, if you know one of these plays potentially may become, you can set your defense up in a way where not many guys are going to be having to go down. You can probably blitz heavy more to where you can go ahead and, you know, confuse your opponent and get rid of the ball where he's not supposed to go with it, which may end up causing more of a turnover. I just don't really see a lot of these being viable when I can just run a regular play with like four routes, you know, and the running back going out for a route.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems like it'd be good for like CFM if you're playing against a CPU, but like as a playing online, I don't really think this is gonna, I don't see, they added 200 of these plays into the game, right? They said,
it was 200
utilized.
Plus. Yep.
Yeah, I don't see them being utilized online. I could be wrong. We'll see. We gotta see how it goes and see how it works, but with the user being as overpowered as it is, they said they nerfed the ridiculous high lurking catches in this gameplay blog, which is dope, but these are short throws. So if you have Shazier, if you have like Anthony Barr, or even like a guy that's like 6'4" that's out there, you can still lurk these underneath passes. So it just doesn't seem like a lot of good options in terms of trying to move the ball down the field unless your opponent is a D-line user.
Yeah, yeah. So the user, I mean, it's just how, because the user can run faster than a lot of receivers on the routes and stuff. But like, why I like the stretch a lot is because the user, a lot of times it's not the stretch, the user's got to get out in front of the stretch. In order to cut it back in because of how poorly like the force player defender plays. So if you're running outside and there's a slant behind that stretch, I mean, that's not a bad thing. But after a while, your opponent's going to realize, you know, you're kind of spamming this, and maybe it's powerful in combination with other things. But in the end, like, just a baseline, like, here's with a lot of my issues with a lot of like the RPOs or quick hitting passes, generally like a baseline defense, because the spacing's so bad, if I play a baseline cover two with like a 2x2, and a streak from the seam route, like the slot. So the streak from the inside guy against a cover two with, like, say the linebackers are blitzing, that should be able to be caught, right? Instead, the cover two cloud flat is able to play that inside streak a lot of times and knock the ball out of the hand. I literally just had it happen to me when we were talking about RPOs on stream the other day. I had kind of a tight set. Like, you know, I like tight sets. They're nice and powerful. So I was in my tight doubles, I think, not tight flex like my normal one. So I was in tight doubles. I called a streak from the inside guy, and I think it was like I forgot the other route from the outside guy. But anyways, the guy has a baseline cover two. So you know how the cornerback on baseline cover two plays out further? So anyways, I snap the ball, throw it right to the streak because he's blitzing those linebackers. So I throw it right past him. The cover two cloud flat is able to play the same streak and knock the ball out of my hands. And that's just some of the frustrating things that happens in this game. So The problem with this concept, I absolutely love it, adore it, that they're putting in RPOs, but the spacing and just the way Madden plays makes me nervous about them and them overall working. I think what's going to happen is they're going to be very powerful ones. We as a community are going to suss those out after a while, and once we see what competitive players run at the tournaments, if they're putting these things in, then I can see a few of them just absolutely taking over the meta, and people basically like, all right, well, that's fucking impossible to stop because, you know, you got to be here and here at the same time. You can't cross-man this guy and do this and do this, whatever, and stop the run. So I like it, but I think there is going to be, like, every single year, there's going to be some that are super powerful and some that are worthless. Like, last year, they talked about on the stream about being able to put in new plays into the game mid-season, so they're going to do that again. I wonder if they'll ever remove plays if, like, they become too degenerative. They've shown it a little bit year-to-year, but never during the year. So that's something to kind of look at next year too. That it's just going to be a whole kind of, you know, what my favorite part about Madden early on is the discovery phase, is the kind of finding out what works, what doesn't, what's powerful, what's not, what kind of new scheme I could come up with, and then kind of like facing everybody. Then by the end of the year, it's all down to like three plays, and it's kind of like, all right, this Madden sucks. But like, that's the best, and I'm excited. 200 new RPOs only. They said the mixed up playbooks to fit. Kingsbury's got that spread offense. I'm super excited to try that out. I love off meta stuff, crazy stuff. That people are like, well, how the fuck does this work? You're just making really good reads against me. That's my ideal. But Tex, what do you think? Early Madden next year, what's it gonna look like?
It's probably gonna be a lot of people just trying to run this stuff because it's different, and this is the one thing that they actually added to the game that feels different. And well, it's different because it's new. It's like one of the things that we wanted for a while, as opposed. So it's gonna be a lot of people incorporating real life strategies with RPOs and trying to like catch their opponent off like they do in real life, where like they'll probably not call this play at all, then all of a sudden they randomly hit you with it. They'll probably run stretch, 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 and when you finally react to the stretch, that's going to be open for the backside. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be good just kind of counter what your opponent is doing. I just don't know how it's going to work because, like you said, spacing's bad. I've thrown quick slants in this game, and I got a hit stick by a D-tackle and just disengaged from the line. And I I'm like, wait, what? It's a fucking 5-yard quick. Why am I getting tackled by the defensive lineman?
Yeah.
Why is he here?
Stupid.
Just so he got pancake, gets up and hit sticks me. I'm like, okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And so I just don't see how this can play with how the game is currently constituted, because the field, I feel like, is way too small for these players' designs. Or I don't know, it doesn't feel like there's a lot of space out here, which why you said earlier, everybody throws the ball down the field because there's more space down there than it is in the short area, because just, you don't get rewarded. The only time you get rewarded throwing a ball short is if you're throwing a ball to the halfback out of the backfield typically.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I agree. Like, there are certain things you can do with a scheme-wise to make it successful and to get some rack and, you know, throw some drags with a post pattern that kind of the user's going after. If the user stays in the drag and they just jump 15 yards to catch a post, that's unfortunate. But, like, as for the defensive tackle, maybe they're too agile. I think the one-cut system, it annoyed me today. I had this issue. Like, oftentimes, players can adjust and transition from one state to another super fast. And while it makes the game more fun and more, like, arcade-like, it's not very realistic. Like, so, you know how people kind of strafe to stop you from spinning? So today on stream, I was running. I think I ran like a stretch or something. And I was running down the sidelines. And so he had like a safety. So he's strafing to stop me, to stop the spin. I kept running straight. I ran past his strafing player. I was past him by a couple yards. He was able to turn around, use the one-cut burst mechanic to then chase me down and tackle me right there. I was like, I literally ran right past you with 100% momentum. With, I think it was the new Chubbs, 97 speed. He had whoever he had dead stopped, dead footed, on a, and then was able to rotate his hips 170 degrees and tackle me with the suction tackle. And I'm like, it's just terrible. That's how the game plays. Like, if he has like a good momentum and kind of angles me off to the sideline, that's one thing. But to be able to transition, that's just, it's not physics based. So, like, the same thing with a defensive tackle, being able to tackle a drag. They just don't transition that fast.
It's like in real life, like dudes have to, if they take the angles, like the angles are all that's important. Yeah. Whereas in Madden, they don't really seem to have that. Like some guys will run to that. They'll set a running at the running back. They'll try to beat him someplace, but it seems like they'll just literally get nine. They'll just get the speed boost and just go right after where the guy is. And in real life, you'll just, dudes will turn around and then react. In Madden, they're just always reacting. Yeah. Which is the reason why that's kind of annoying, because like they don't even got to look to see where the ball's going to be able to get there and make a play on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And like there's so many issues that pop up from time to time. And these RPOs, again, this is all going to depend on blocking. Something that you were frustrated they didn't talk about during the stream. They mentioned it in the Gridiron notes.
I don't give a damn about that. Sorry. I'm not mad at you.
No. I want you to go off. Go off. Yeah,
no,
man.
No. Like, bro, like the one. There's two things these motherfuckers could have said on stream that would have got the community super excited about Madden gameplay next year. And the reason why they didn't mention those two things on stream is because they probably didn't fix nothing about it. Like, everybody knows the zones are fucking broken in this game. Everybody knows that. You can't stop a crossing route with zone. Cover 4 is like designed to stop crossers. Not Madden. Not mad. Motherfuckers be out here doing some weird shit. But they didn't mention it on stream. Why? Because they probably don't... They didn't mention it. And they didn't even mention offensive lineman blocking mechanics. Like, how they gonna go ahead and improve that? How they gonna make it better from last year? They mentioned other dumb shit. Like, I don't... Like RPOs are cool, but that shouldn't be your... It's a selling point because it's new and catchy. But when it comes to gameplay, don't be mentioning Vic can't throw the ball down the field 80 yards no more after running back 20. Like, you know, like stuff that was broke about this year's game. Talk about the stuff that we all want to hear, which is how you improve offensive lineman blocking, because that was such a big issue this year that it literally would just ruin drives and it's stuff that you couldn't even control. You got the best offensive line in the game in 99 pass block, run block, and then they'll just let guys come right in or not target guys correctly. Yeah. It could have just addressed that. We our targeting system is better, so guys are going to get the guy in front of them, or they could have just said, no, they said nothing. They said not a goddamn thing on stream, but said... Instead of bragged about fixing an issue that they didn't really fix, they just masked. They put fucking duct tape over the quarterback throwing a ball after rolling out. Because they didn't say that. It said it was a negative accuracy penalty, which is funny because the patches earlier this year that came out said the same thing, where it's going to be a negative accuracy penalty for rolling out far back and throwing a ball on the run. And that didn't matter because dudes were still throwing 90 yards, dots, and just... But no! So, all right, cool. That made a lot of sense. But the fix was to not just make the ball just go not where it's supposed to go. Their fix was to just remove the icon.
Yeah.
Remove the receiver icon. What?
Which happens this year, but they moved up the how far back you go. But yeah.
Like, they didn't fix anything! Like, nobody cares... They didn't fix... Then they talked about we fixed the stumble on interceptions. I don't know... if you guys played a game or not, but like, we don't, stumbling is like the second thing you should be concerned about in interceptions. About fucking the camera fucking us over. So it just seems like they didn't really address the things we wanted to. They were talking about things they were happy about, but they just ignored the blatant, obvious issues why Madden 19 gameplay is ass.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it feels, the list feels incomplete. While they're definitely hitting the head on some of the things, oftentimes, I think they know what our issue is. They just don't have the right solution to it a lot of times. Like, what they talked about with contains last year. Like, they know we had an issue with the 3-3-5 looping blitz. Everybody was doing it. It was terrible. The game got really stale. So they fixed it by breaking contains. The wrong fix. Like, who came up with that solution? The same thing, like, what you said. It's the lazy fix. Instead of fixing defenders being able to, like, stick with men in their zones to stop that scramble drill from being so effective by running backwards and across and not being able to stop crossers. Instead of doing the hard work of fixing guys, like, doing their job, they're like, well, let's just take away the icons. It's we've seen this in the past, we've seen it again.
Yeah.
The lazy way of doing it.
Yeah, that's not going to, nobody benefits from that. Like, because what's going to happen is people are going to still be able to complete those throws. Like, and that's not what your game should be. I shouldn't be seeing people run backwards and then throw the ball like fucking... Those videos are hilarious, but we're going to see more of that next year because they didn't fix it. They did not fix it this year, and it looks like they did not fix it next year. They just did a temporary patch that's just going to still have a random chance of happening, but that still shouldn't happen if they actually did work on their game like they say they did. If this is going to be the least buggiest free game, that should be one of the things that should not even exist anymore.
Yeah, it feels embarrassing that their entire patch is like, I hope they don't have a memory of what play they call and which receivers are which. It's like, you call the same, the people call the same play 1,000 times, 10,000 times through the year, they're going to know which receivers are which buttons. So when they cross and they're covered to the crosser, or they go streak and they're coming back, you're like, huh, so I've called the same play with the same four routes 1,000 times. I wonder what button he is. Could he be A, the same A button that I've pressed 1,000 times? I don't know. They took it off the screen. I'm stumped. Like, it still works once the icons are gone. But yeah. We'll see.
That's
gone.
That got me incensed, though, because, like, RG, I think it's the guy I was talking about, he said that was the biggest thing he was happy about. I'm like, if that's the biggest thing that you wrote on your fucking list, Madden 20's doomed. Because there's bigger things that we need to be concerned about.
Yeah.
Zones, man. Like, why didn't they address zones on stream?
Yeah, why is it so hard for zones to recognize players running near them? Why do they just let guys go and go to their spot drop like normal? Spot drops need to be tuned up. Also, downfield blocking. Like, you talk about blocking? I just had that note. Like, a lot of these RPOs rely on, like, swing screens and bubbles and stuff. And, like I said about base aligning, it just kind of sometimes fucks up their alignment and just lets guys go through easily. So... that's another thing I'm a little worried about with RPOs is the downfield blocking and the AI there. So between zones and blocking, I think what we're concerned most about, they did mention, and I will put this in the background of my face cam right here for those on YouTube. I think I have it right here. They talked about in the gridiron notes the next day because they heard your complaint about not talking about offensive linemen. They didn't say anything about zone coverage to what I saw jerks. Afterwards. But here, I'll just read what it is. On the offensive line. We clean up the animation quality to make transitions into and out of blocking interactions smoother. Now, with that point...
what does that even mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try and interpret it what they think. Okay. They go into it in the second sentence, too. Okay. We improve the locomotion for pulling linemen on power and toss plays. We also add all the necessary blocking schemes required to support new plays. Blah, blah, blah.
So right there they say improve locomotion, which means that they're making them move a little bit faster, a little bit more fluid. That way they can actually get to the edge. But they didn't say they improved the tuning of finding a guy to block. That's correct.
Yeah.
All right, bet. I'm excited about this game already. All right, what else they say?
Well, you kind of you took the whole this is.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry. I thought you were still.
Like, no, I 100% agree with you. Like, this podcast. This podcast is made around us disagreeing about things. But when I disagree with you, like how boring is this? It's like we 100% agree on this, and I don't know how to fight you. Like what's happening right now? What do I do with my hands? Like it's anyways. We got nothing to argue. So yeah, targeting is an issue. Lastly, and so like just moving on from that, we made significant adjustments to QB contain. Which is cool.
Bet. Okay. So again, that's not an offensive lineman fix. That's a defensive lineman fix.
Yeah.
Cool.
These improvements.
Anything else? No, because like even on stream, I was laughing at the fact they said that we improved like animation quality, all that dumb shit. And then they also said that on the defensive side, Black Shed D's not going to exist anymore unless you got like Von Miller or fucking Lawrence Taylor, because apparently you can't fix it no more. I guess Black Shed D now is just going to be something you can run with only with elite pass rushers.
Like, we play Mutt. Everybody has elite pass rushers.
All right, continue. Sorry. I'm cutting you off right now.
They just talked about QB contain closing the pocket instead of trying to shed.
So they didn't mention nothing about targeting, which is what we fucking care about.
Yep.
They could drop an entire blog saying, yo, we know targeting was fucked up. You bought a fullback that cost a million coins because we made you, and he can't fucking identify to block the linebacker or the safety. It runs by both the motherfuckers, and you get hit and fumble the ball. No, they could have did an entire blog on that, and we'd have been happy as shit. But no, they ignored targeting. That's the... If blocking is whatever, because it's going to be glitches and stuff, but the fact that they didn't mention one of the things that make the most sense. Downfield blocking with receivers going after the right guys, then fullbacks and linemen going after the linebackers and safeties and cornerbacks correctly is going to still... Oh, man, I don't know.
Yeah.
It must not think it's broken then, because it's clearly broken this year. Am I tripping? Is targeting broken in Madden 19, or am I tripping?
You know what I'm going to say. Of course it's broken. If anybody in the comments wants to argue with Tex, go ahead and do it. Because I'm not. Here's the thing. Like I'm trying to think through the solution of how you increase targeting, how you make it better. I think the solution needs to be, because oftentimes what happens is that this player, he looks too far inside on targeting. I think what needs to happen is either two players can target the same defender, because sometimes I see maybe one offensive person, like a fullback or an offensive lineman, like is supposed to target this person, so that way this other person doesn't target it. And then like at the last second it switches, so then nobody targets it. Maybe what needs to happen is two people could target one guy at once, and so that way you won't miss them. Maybe that needs to be something. I don't know. And then the second thing is just maybe make targeting update quicker. Maybe targeting locks onto a player too long. Like I think targeting should be updated like every, I don't know, 50 milliseconds. Do something like super quick targeting updates to players that are your AI with how the player is playing out. Because like the ability for like a user just like shoot on in and get past linemen and them not doing anything, not target him because he was targeted. He was supposed to be blocked by somebody else. It's frustrating. And maybe the improved locomotion allows linemen to kind of target and hit users better, because how many times have I seen just users run right in front of the face of a guard, or even a CPU sometimes runs in front of the face of my blocking guys, and it's frustrating. And so that's kind of the two solutions. I don't know how hard that is to do, but I mean, they're literally, their job depends on it. I mean, all these other coders doing so many amazing things with video games, you can't tell me that is that hard to fix targeting in Madden compared to, I don't know, building amazing structures in Fortnite and make that seamless.
Yeah, I don't know, it's just another one of these things where it's just like, maybe they're not hearing our feedback, because if they were, clearly this is something that they were actually kind of like, I would think, would talk about on stream, as opposed to talking about quarterbacks scrambling backwards and shit. Nobody cares about that. Because that happens ever so often. The missed blocks happen, like, just for no reason all the fucking time. Like, I can understand for guys, like, not in position to, but when you set a player and you got the perfect play call against this guy's defense and your fullback literally just runs right by the guy and he goes and blocks his eighth. Like, what am I supposed to do here? Like, what's the point of here? Like, obviously, I would love to be able to identify who I want to be blocked in this scenario, especially like, as a, like, if I'm, like, in real life, like, if you can do, like, what do you call it? You can audible, obviously. Quarterbacks, like, they can see what defense is doing and then also, like, assign the blitz pickups and shit like that.
Yeah.
See who's coming. If Madden has stuff like that. I know ID the mic's kind of like that, but it's not. If I can just kind of, like, designate, like, what my left tackle and left guard, you two block this guy, center, you're on your own. right guard, you block this guy one-on-one, this guy, and halfback help him over here. Like, if I can do stuff like that, that'd be kind of dope. But Madden, that'd be kind of a dope thing as well, that could help fix some of their issues with the pass-off mechanic, because that way you can actually control what ends up happening, so you don't end up getting screwed by dudes thinking two dudes are going to be passing each other off somebody else.
Yeah, I agree. Being able to hot route offensive linemen to block, and that'd be kind of cool. It'd take a long time, of course, which is an issue clock. Mm-hmm. But how about, like, what do you think of this text? So you know how hover blitzing is a big issue, where they hover in a guy, kind of take up one of your offensive linemen, and then that allows, like, a free runner? What if next year there's, like, ID the mic, and then something like ignore the mic feature, where I can target the user and say, ignore this person on the pass play. Now, if he ends up rushing because I ignore him, then I get user sacked, which is on its own frustrating, because user blitzes are pretty terrible right now. You basically have to crash your line in. If anybody's getting user blitzed, to tell you to, like, block six or seven, if they're, depending on how many people they're rushing at you. Generally, blocking six, pinching your line, takes care of user blitzes. You can ID that user too, but like an un-ID, so that way the offensive line ignores the hovering user and kind of spreads out and takes care of, like, more of the edge rushers and takes care of the rest of it, instead of being really confused by a user just hovering over the line of screen. Because, like, there's no punishment right now for users hovering, because the ability for them to kind of run fast and wide receivers and get to routes when they break. So, that's kind of, I mean, what do you think of that?
I think that'd be dope as well. I was going to mention the biggest concern being people are just kind of just blitz the entire time. But I think what should happen is, because, like, obviously you get a good get off, but, like, you shouldn't be able to, like, just get to your top speed that fast. Cause that's what ends up happening. Like, a lot of these guys get to their top, like 99 speed Shazier and all this. That's why it gets kind of crazy to just come up the middle. I think early on, that'll work next year. If you do the ignore, you can still have a chance to block them. Like, your running back still has a chance to be out here and go for the cut block. Cause there's always, like, eight gaps in the NFL and a running back sometimes comes up, and makes a play.
Yeah.
Whereas in Madden, I don't think the running back ever typically makes a play on eight gaps. I feel like he just goes outside.
Yeah, it depends. I've seen running backs occasionally, they'll have issues picking it up. I have seen them in Madden pick up some inside blitzes. It generally was a bigger deal. They pick it up with the loop blitzes that happen earlier in the year. You get a little bit more support from your running back there when you ID'd and slid correctly. But I don't know. So obviously it's our job to identify the issues with the game, and the Madden developer's job to find out the correct solution and not to kind of QB contain patch us again and fuck up that part of the game. Like, immediately when they said that, how does somebody in that room look at that solution? The first thing I thought was, you just made mobile quarterbacks that much better. How do you do that? Like, why was that not thought of by the people inside of EA when they said, all right, our solutions for contains are, hey, fuck them. That's our solution. They're not going to rush anymore. It's like, what? Like, I don't know. So it feels like sometimes, when I say it's our solution to identify the problems, it sometimes feels like it's also our responsibility to provide the solutions, because they can't do it themselves, whether they're not good enough, smart enough, or know enough about the subject that they're working on. It just doesn't seem to, like, happen correctly.
I think that, too, plus working on Frostbite just makes it complicated, because, like, if it's going to take you a month to fix this because Frostbite is kind of a shitty thing to work on, or you can just kind of, like, break this thing that's going to break it makes the thing else worse, but it's going to fix that issue. That's probably what's happening, because they don't want to spend the resources doing that. So I'm just going to blame Frostbite and the lack of EA funding employees with good coders. That's the reason probably why. So, because I would think that, like, if you talk to them, like, yo, why'd you do this? They would be like, we had no other choice, because this is what they were forced to either spend a month trying to fix this or just break this and that, which makes scrambling quarterbacks the best option, but at least everybody can use a scrambling quarterback and succeed. Whereas if people run the contain blitzes and shit like that, not everybody knows how to run that, which then makes it difficult for anybody else that is new to the game.
I'd rather them take the month. Let us deal with it and fix it regularly.
I'm a coach as well, but everybody wants that shit.
That specific example, they literally solved it the year before by not allowing DBs to go on contain angles. They literally had the better fix the year before and then forgot about it for some reason.
Hey, man, Rex left, man. What do you mean? They took all the knowledge with them.
Like, I don't know. They should ask the community for this shit sometimes. Like, do we just play the game more than they do? Like, do they not remember these things?
Oh, that's easy. If these guys actually play the game, you think these souls be this bad? Like, they just grant themselves shit, bro. They don't, and they just play against each other at the office. They don't play this game like that. I mean, if you think about it, like, if they played this game, the Fall Four glitch wouldn't exist. There's no way that shit wasn't broken there. There's no way they put the patch out and it just broke. Like, it's something, like, what? That makes no sense. So it had been broken there while they were testing it, and then they still put it out because they're like, "This seems fine."
Yeah,
this seems fine.
They 100% need like a test server or something to go on for the, so we could download it like an all like what the next patch and the community can play on it for a while and provide feedback on something like that. So that way, that never goes live. They need a test server for Madden. Something like that needs to happen, in my opinion.
Yeah, this game should just go beta. Just Madden 20 beta. Just go full Fortnite, bro.
Well,
and just so your patches are free.
The thing is, like, they don't identify the issues. I don't know. So, like, even when they have the patches, when they're coming out hot and heavy, the fixes aren't right. Like, I don't know. Other EA games, I believe, have test servers. Like, Battlefield had one. I don't know if the current Battlefield had ones, but the other ones have, I think.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't do... Other than the fact they probably just don't want to invest a bigger team into this, that's probably the reason why they don't do the test servers, because that probably requires more hiring at EA. EA's hiring practices are questionable, to say the least.
Yeah. I know. That's one thing that we've kind of badged up. There's no way for us to get feedback to upper management at EA and be like, hey, can you hire more people? Especially if they laid off 300 people. And they're still sending hundreds of millions of dollars in stock buybacks. Literally throwing money down the drain in order to artificially boost their stock price. Literally wasting it. And they're firing people. Hey, because Andrew Wilson needs his bonus.
Hey, man, you gotta get the money some way so you can pay less on taxes. That's probably what the reason is. I don't know what they're doing. Big business scares me because they just do a lot of shit that makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so for those keeping track at home, so they didn't address the animation with linemen where they're blocking air. They said better animation, but they didn't fix the one where the defensive end sheds and your left tackle is blocking air. They didn't mention that. They didn't mention nothing about fucking fixing pass-offs. They didn't really mention block shed D as a fix. They just said guys, elite pass rusher, are going to be able to get those. I don't know if that's going to be based off superstar abilities or X-Factor abilities, but everybody gets superstar abilities, correct? But you get three players
with X-Factors.
On X-Factor on offense, defense, both for Mutt.
Yeah.
Okay, so if Von Miller has the block shed fucking ability, which he's going to, block shed D is still going to exist. Bet. Nothing about targeting. And then they didn't mention zone in the blocks. In either the gameplay deep dive or the gridiron notes. Are y'all excited about Madden 20? Are y'all excited about this game?
No comment. We'll see what it is at EA Play.
All right.
I'm not going to be there, man. But you are, right?
No. I made this joke on stream. I said, I'm not flying it because it kept saying, if you guys want to check out the scoreboard of the new game, come check us out at EA Play. And I was like, I'm not fucking flying to Los Angeles to play Madden.
You'll be in Vegas. Again. It's only a drive.
I know. I said again. Oh. I did it twice. I'm not doing it again. No. So I'm not going. So hopefully y'all can leak some footage for us. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. That would be dream.
That'd be dope. I would go if they actually had a game changer program that actually had people in it I liked, besides like Cookie and shit. Like it's like the and Eric. Like it's not many people in that game program I kind of fuck with.
What are you talking about? How many people do you think are in the game changer program?
Well, they redone it. Yeah. Right. And then a lot of the guys that were in it last year are in it no more. Okay. Like RBT and
oh really?
Bingle.
Oh,
RBT got a yeah.
RBT took a coin sponsor. That's why he's
Bengal, like a lot of those guys aren't in that program.
No, I think Bengal. Bengal doesn't have a coin sponsor. I think he's still a part of it.
No, I don't think. I think I'm pretty sure I saw a tweet.
Oh, did he really?
That he said that he was because I think he's only Outlaw. He's doing something different. He's not doing that no more.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's the reason why. So I'm pretty sure I remember seeing that. But yeah, so a lot of the guys that I actually like hanging out with, like to make it fun. Plus, I didn't get to see them much last time. Anyway, we were there. We hung out probably for a total of like 3 hours, and I was there. We were there for like the entire week. So
what were they? Okay, I'm not gonna ask.
They were just busy.
Oh,
they were just busy. Like EA were playing like an entire day. So they like EA bought out like Magic Kingdom out there, whatever the hell their Disneyland or world is out there. They went to like some magic show and shit. And then we see them at night, but some of the guys went in with the sleep or went and hung out with some other people. But like it was just so like, but they were busy all day with meetings and then recording sessions with the games, and so like, you really got a chance to see them
at EA Play. They were recording the game.
EA Play? Yeah, a lot of them guys got their footage, their capture footage at EA Play.
Huh, I thought they flew them down to, like, Florida later to get that, like, a month later.
They probably did that as well, but I'm pretty sure there was a capture event there at EA Play.
Huh. Eh, whatever.
Because we couldn't even get inside for the capture event at this last one, because it was like, it was... Yep. No, I'm definitely 100% confident there was a capture event at the EA Play event.
Weird.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I think they might have dropped some information earlier.
Because usually they don't want to show off that gameplay, even because the beta then came out a little bit later. I'm guessing if they do something similar this year, they wouldn't have that. They'd have the capture after the beta closes. Huh. Maybe not. I don't know.
Well, because I guess... I don't think any of the guys showed gameplay. I think it might have just been like CFM stuff, though. Like, because it's a lot of the... I don't think it was like a lot of like... actual gameplay. Plus, the gameplay is pretty much done at that point. It was just still kind of getting tuned, obviously. Because high point passes at that time were still like overpowered.
Yep.
And so, yeah. I remember playing the game on like at the first time on PC. It looked beautiful. Like, at like max settings. Dope.
Oh, yeah.
Dope, dope.
But then.
Mud Squads was being introduced as well.
Yeah. Huh. Well, so you'll be in Vegas during that EA Play, but you're not going to go to Los Angeles?
No, I don't have any interest in driving to Los Angeles. I'm good. Like, it was fun. Like, I'm not going to lie and say it wasn't fun going out to Los Angeles and for the last 2 years and just kind of kicking it.
Yeah.
But, no, I think I'm going to try to just do something different. Just worry about it. Just kind of just relax, recover, and come back from Madden 20. And a hard way. Mutt's gonna be good. I'm confident Mutt's gonna be good. I'm not confident gameplay.
Why are you confident Mutt's gonna be good?
Because Mutt's they did a great job for the past like 3 years at the beginning, and then like it off season's kind of been lacking. This one's been the worst of all time. But I feel like Mutt, the team, actually knows what the fans want.
Uh-huh.
And since they're not working on Madden 19 anymore, they're all working on Madden 20. I'm excited for. I have big expectations about what they're gonna be able to do.
Yeah, like since they're working on like. What kind of innovations do you think we'll get?
Well, obviously the house rules are going to be the big one.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Be house rules, and it's just going to be probably a lot more squad stuff. I think it's probably going to be that's all we're going to get. I don't think we're going to see anything besides that. But the thing about innovations is, though, like we don't need like crazy. We just need fun. If they innovate and it's fun, we'll be fine. We don't need like new game modes all the time. If house rules can literally provide us fun for 2 days
a week,
every week,
yeah,
like that's fine. Like if we go into, and it's not rinse repeat. So if we get, it's 52 weeks in a year.
Yes.
So let's just say 40. If we get 40 weeks and house rules is just something different and creative every single time, that's gonna be fun. Like the fact that you can go into house rules, they're talking about on a stream where it might the end condition might be first person to score a passing touchdown wins.
Yeah,
that's gonna be fucking amazing. So if we get stuff like that, I'm here for it. And obviously, I do want to see events and stuff as well, where you gotta like use certain players and certain. You got a lot of restrictions. It's not like based off salary cap, but it's based off of like maybe a conference or based off of like
division
walls. Yeah, stuff like that. It'd be
only gold cards. Yeah,
yeah, that'd be really dope to see. But I don't know if that's if we're gonna be seeing that next year. Maybe Madden in 2021. But as long as house rules is providing at least something to break the monotony up, where I don't want to go into house rules and feel like I'm playing a regular game of Madden Ultimate Team. House rules for the past like four, 2 months has just been, hey, go in here and rushing touchdowns count for 12. Well, I don't really nobody runs the ball in this game, so I'm gonna keep getting I'm just gonna keep getting crossed the entire time.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm gonna keep getting. All right, cool. Thanks, EA. So I'm playing a regular game of Madden right now. So I'm full. That's on like 5 minute quarters. Thanks. Appreciate you. So, just fun. If they can just do that and fun happens because of it, I'm here for it. Because that's gonna allow people who are casual to get into that. Because you ain't gotta have the best team. You just gotta have the best play, or have a better strategy into your opponent. It also is gonna be kind of fun seeing guys throw pick sixes and a guy runs out at the 10 yard line and tries a high point pass his way to success. that's just gonna be fun to see.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on the house rules, but like, here's the thing, like you say, Mutt team absolutely needs to innovate. Like they're the ones that have bailed out the gameplay team for years now with their innovations. So with the change of the squads, the house rules, all the stuff that they brought to the game, the team building with the theme teams, the power ups, the kind of like working through solos and solo battles, like that's the reason we play. I mean, the gameplay has suffered, but so the Mutt team's kind of like they're all stars. But I agree with you. So like when I asked you why do you think it's going to be good, I just wanted to hear what you had to say about innovations. It's not that I disagree with you. Mm-hmm. It's that I wanted to hear your take on it. So gotcha. I do agree with you on that.
Yeah, just because I just feel like there's so much you can do, right? And just good innovation and bad innovation. I just want them to spend more time with what they have right now. Like,
what do you want in Mutt that's like, what do you mean more time? Like, what's not polished in Mutt that you need more time? Sorry.
Well, like, Mutt Draft, they don't really care about that mode. They don't give you no reason.
They updated, hey, they updated it this year. More often than in previous years. We gave it up. The community spoke, and they acted.
We had the rewards were trash all year long. Only time people play Mutt Draft is when they actually put Mutt house rules over there.
No. Mutt Draft? No, they were good rewards. What are you talking about? 6-0?
I mean, 6-0 were good, but, like, the packs were trash. Like, the coins were great,
yeah.
I guess. But, like,
packs are always trash. What the fuck? If you take those coins and buy packs with them, it's going to be as trash.
Dog, what is this? Premium, you get 30,000 coins. You have 30,000 coins. You get two competitive packs and two... Those are the packs we got all... It did not... Like, trophy... You got, the reason why you play Mutt Squads, Mutt Drafts, was because of the trophies, the coins. Get your tickets back, but, you, like, give me some packs as well. Like, give me, like, a Legends Fantasy pack. Give me something else,
you take the coins and you buy the packs.
See, nobody likes doing that though. People like to earn packs. That's why you play Journey. Why? Think about this. Why play the fucking Journey when it's gonna take like 9 hours to complete? We can go work a job making $10 an hour and then just buy the coins and then just buy the packs.
Yeah, because working $10 hours for a job is because you gotta be somebody's bitch. You gotta work, but you gotta talk to your boss. Grinding shit. That's fun, dude. Just watch Netflix and you grind fucking Madden.
We're EA's bitch at that point, playing something they don't put much thought into. So, no, I just feel like they got to give a better job with the reward. So, like, was it 3 years ago? Was it Madden 16 or Madden 17 Friday night drafts and turn into the night drafts?
17, it feels like.
Yeah. So, like, they can just innovate on top of what they have right now with Mutt Drafts. They can also do theme Mutt Drafts where 1 week you can only draft, like, it just do, like, AFC players, AFC South players. Like, they can just kind of just keep this mode fresh by it. I guess innovation. Just by looking into it and changing it up so that way you're not drafting the same players all the time. Now, it's going to require a lot of work for them on their end to kind of keep the pools updated and balanced. Because that's why.
I don't think draft needs that. The great thing about draft, obviously its rewards, like you say, are a little bit underwhelming. And maybe you boost those up. For like maybe a 12-0, like MLB does, has something crazy with a diamond that they have. Or it would be like a crazy high overall for this one if you go 12-0. But like the drafts that I traditionally played, you don't need to change them up or give them crazy themes. They help. Don't get me wrong, they help. But keeping the card pool updated is the most important thing. Maybe once or twice I could see that. Maybe do an event style or a house rules that week like this year in draft. And I think that's perfectly fine. I think that's enough. I don't think because draft on its own has variety both in the playbooks that you use and the teams that you draft. I don't think it needs to be mixed up as much as say something like Mutt head to head or like events do.
See, I agree at the same time, but I'm always here for choices, right? This game, this EA is always like, we want to give you a choice about what you want to be able to do. So they can have a regular mode, but they want to also have people that want to just go in casually and just have fun. They can just kind of do stuff where it draws people into this. So they can do that. They can always bring back the extra incentive to play, like giving you a draft token to redeem for a Mutt Draft player exclusive item, some shit like that. Don't do no fucking jerseys. Don't do no stupid shit like that. But like do like an exclusive like player that you can only earn through Mutt Drafts. And the same thing with salary cap, like give you a exclusive player. So that way you can kind of like keep people incentivized to play these modes. Because the modes in these games are great, but we don't play them because they don't force us to. And we don't play them because there's no reason to.
Yeah, I think you make a very valid point there. Now,
yeah.
So, like, I'm not gonna argue with you there. Maybe the only way to argue with you then that if I'd say the word force is a weird thing that yeah, giving us the option to more motivation to like
more motivation.
Yeah,
okay.
Like yeah. So like the gameplay itself should just be fun to play, straight up. And sometimes agree. It's not. Yes. But The rewards are cool. Like, here's the thing. I don't like MLB The Show right now with where it's at, with the lack of rewarding for people. But because World Series ranked end today, I haven't played the game in a week. I got on. I went undefeated all the way to World Series. So that shows, like, I'm actually still good at the game. I went undefeated this season. But I literally waited to the last 2 hours of the season to do it just so I can get those rewards. Because that's what motivated me. And it's like, how... you don't like the game, but you still did it for rewards. It's kind of like life, right? You just kind of grind it because sometimes, you know, it's fun to get it in the end. And
yeah, you just got to do what you have to do to get, just make things work. So I don't – gameplay should be fun. I think that's why, you know, gameplay is probably not going to be as good as we think it is next year. I think that if they do the house rules the way they're doing it, it's just going to be kind of something that breaks the monotonous cycle of Mutt, which is going to a five-minute game and just dick around while your opponent runs spam blitzes and fucking crossing patterns.
Yeah. Yeah, so hopefully they Mutt team can innovate and change that stuff up a little bit. I'm excited for
And imagine if like we can create in-game conditions versus other YouTubers, brother. The amount of good videos that we can make with one another.
Like, isn't there... What does Fortnite have with their whatever mode? Their sandbox mode?
I was going to say, is it creative mode or is it like...
Don't they have like a sandbox?
Yeah, I think people get out here and make like songs, like they'll like
custom game modes. Make...
Yeah.
So like, that's kind of what you're talking about, custom game modes for Madden for our own
custom game. Well, like we can like you can like custom game modes in Mud, I guess, where you can like kind of like so that way you can just kind of play against your friends and do things. Well, that way you're doing something a little different.
Yeah,
like you can do. I just feel like that'd be kind of dope. Like you can just as a content creator, like if you can set the in-game conditions where it's like you're down 28-3, you gotta use the Patriots. Come make this comeback against like your opponent. Like that'd be kind of dope.
Yeah, obviously, there's so many different ideas you can do with like a sandbox mode. Like, how cool would it be to allow like you versus your friend, and then you both get how do I want to put this? You both get 50,000 coins and 20 packs to build your team. Something like that. And then you can just use the pack. Mm-hmm. You want to open. Maybe that's something EA wouldn't want to do because I kind of give this free packs. But like just a creative mode like that.
It'd be fun. And that could be like a mode that's like... I miss Draft Duels because Draft Duels is basically kind of like that.
Oh, yeah.
See, cool. Draft Duels... That'd be kind of a good mode to get back as well because Draft Duels is not like Mud Draft for those that are wondering. It was basically like a snake draft.
You shared packs. You
shared packs and you both had a pull... You both... You picked first, and then your opponent would pick, and your opponent picked first. You just go back and forth, and so one round would be like a night. It'd be like Drew Brees and fucking like Alex Smith, and then the next round would be like fucking like I'm trying to think of like an old player back in Madden 13, like rookie Odell Beckham and like rookie Luke Kuechly. You just had to basically just pick. So you're both. I think it was three choices on the board, maybe more than that.
No.
I think it was three choices.
This takes me back. So I did research for my videos. As you know, as crazy as it sounds, but. It was basically, so the Draft Duels is basically a straight steal from Magic the Gathering's draft, what the fuck do they call it? They call it something draft format, too. Anyways, so you open a booster pack, and then you look at it. So you and, in Magic, they do it, like, you and a few people, but this is just, like, between two people. So imagine you and a friend both open a pack, and then you look through the cards, you take a card, and your opponent takes a card from their pack. And then you swap back and forth until the packs are gone. And that's how the teams are built. And it's a fun mode. It was a fun mode. It was just really buggy and they took it out of the game. But that draft mode basically gave me inspiration for my video where I said, hey, you know what they should actually do is put the draft kind of like how Hearthstone has it, not how Madden has it, where this is how you do the draft. And that's ended up becoming Draft Champions. So that's basically it. But it was fun. That'd be a fun event.
Oh, it'd be super, super fun, especially because, like, it, again, would be something different.
Yeah.
And it was something they already had in the game before, and it'd just be, like...
I mean, they have to completely rebuild that. They wouldn't be able to use that code. That code was trash.
Oh, that code would be, it's Madden 13, but, like, it'd just be, like, just going back and just looking at that idea, like, it'd just be something they can just kind of throw out there. Like, hey, we got this exclusive event going on right now where you can do this, and only way they can go about doing it, I guess, is I don't want people to have to spend money for it because that's the reason why I think they had to take out a Madden 13 was because you could buy the packs with money and then go into the mode. And so that's the reason why because people were kind of getting finessed because people would disconnect and get the loss. Because after you lost the game, you got none of the cards. Your opponent got all of them. I think that's how it worked. I'm pretty sure I remember having a binder full of the cards I picked.
Really?
Yeah. So if I pick like a nice card and I could sell for coins, I could sell it. Maybe both guys. I don't remember how it is.
If you win, you get all the cards.
Yeah. If you win, you get all the cards. If you lose, you get nothing. But yeah. I don't know how Madden would go about doing that, other than putting it into a separate like mode where you have to go into it and it's like free to play kind of sort of.
Yeah.
But like it doesn't. It then whatever you get is transferred over the Mud. That way, it's not actually in Mud.
Yeah.
And that'd be a good way to get guys to go into Mud, just somewhere like that where they could just randomly draft try to take players from their opponent that they may be able to use. Be fired.
What do you think? What do you think of my my video idea? Did you watch that video on Madden 20? You didn't watch it? It's okay. Nah, don't worry.
No, so last Madden video I watched was your Madden 20 franchise. Madden 20 franchise sucks. It's the last one I watched.
Damn.
So I haven't watched a Madden video.
I thought it was,
since you did that one.
What's that?
I haven't watched a Madden video since you did that. I haven't watched since that day. Oh, okay. So when, how long ago was that? Like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 3 weeks
ago? I've been not watching any Madden.
Damn. All right, yeah.
So I'm gonna check it out though. I'm gonna check it out. Madden 20 recently.
It had to do. Yeah, it was within, I think, a week ago maybe or so.
Okay.
Because I've been super sucked into Total War: Romance of the Three Kingdoms. One of my favorite games of all time, right there. That shit, it just launched last week. I've been putting like 6 hours a day into that game. So yeah, it happened last week. My schedule. Oh shoot, that makes me. I gotta make this video live.
Podcast.
Oh fuck. All right. Market money just went live. So, yeah, I don't know. But anyways, it had something to do. So I think that'd be kind of cool. Oh, shoot. The video went. Anyways. That'd be kind of cool, yeah, to get that kind of draft mode. Just those different things that we need next year. All right, let's move on from Madden 20 and Mutt 20. What do you think of fan appreciation? Did you get on? Did you do the Juju solos? Did you get your 85K in Juju? Did you pull any of the fat packs?
No, I didn't do the Juju because why?
Well, Steelers theme team, yo.
Nope, I had no interest in doing those. Are they out of the game right now? Are those just for the weekend?
Yeah, I think so.
That's funny. No, I didn't really care about the Juju. It's a grind for 99 overall. Coins is cool, but
it wasn't that much of a grind.
All I want for fan appreciation is fucking something to do with our tokens, our golds, or our silvers, or our elites. They don't give us that. They just keep giving us packs and solos. They don't fucking like us.
Yeah. Yeah, it is weird. Like, I don't know if they hired a new economist or something, but it was right around that Madden 17 time where they switched from giving us a bunch of packs and solos to just like an NAT card or NAT cards.
Yeah.
Why do you think they switched that? Why the community wants those packs for those kind of solos. Why?
I just think that's just easier. I don't know. It's just, it pleases everybody. I guess everybody, nobody complains about it.
Well, with the card. I think people complain about packs, 100%. People, yeah, if we think about packs, people are like, oh, this sucks. I wasted all this time for a bunch of silvers.
Mm-hmm. I think people like the guaranteed. Because nothing's more frustrating than spending the entire day grinding, then your friend spends the entire day grinding, and you get like an 85 overall, and he gets 99 limited time. You want to fight that person, so they kind of had to stop that because it wasn't rewarding the grind at that point. It was rewarding luck.
Yeah.
And while we want better packs out of these like journey solos and out of all that other shit, but we don't want to be out here trying to fight our best friend because they got a better pool than we did. That's pretty much probably why they give us a guaranteed card now. But this was a weird week because the market's kind of like ripped, but whatever. Like the fan appreciation packs weren't even like great. They weren't even. They were just whatever. But like my binder's full. Give me a fan appreciation set where I can collect some shit for like some premieres or for something else. I don't know. Like some loyalty tokens for Madden 20 or something. I don't know. Give me something. Something.
Yeah, I said like just like a random fucking set to just clear out our binders, or like I said this at stream, like just, I don't know, just something super quick. So like 5 elites or 10 elites, 10 golds, 10 silvers, any level, doesn't matter, for 100,000 coin quick sell plus. I don't know, I didn't actually do the math, that was just off the top of my head, but something like that, maybe 50,000 coin quick sell plus. So that way we could just open a shit ton of them, go crazy, and the market would inflate like crazy. 99s would go back to, well, maybe not 99s, but people get a lot of coins. They clear out the trash in their binder. And happy. Like, why didn't the fan appreciation packs, you know what would have been kind of cool? How you really appreciate us is by not crashing that market. If one of those slots in that fan appreciation pack was a guaranteed platinum player, how awesome would those packs have been?
Oh, they'd have been great. That'd have been much better than pulling 81, 80, and then 289 overalls.
Yeah.
So much better than getting a little bit of coin back because it seemed like you could pull a really good pack of silver coins.
Yeah, because like 98s, 99s, down, like 99s got down to like, what, 150 or something?
They're cheap as hell.
So, yeah, I mean, the pack's 50K, yeah. which
is fine, but terrible. it's just weird because like, and we had these packs before, but like, it just seems like they keep getting worse and worse as the years progress. And this year, like, it just seemed like this mud off season in terms of like what they want to do. They just kind of want to just get through it as fast as possible. So they're just kind of copying things that are fan favorites, such as positionals and fan appreciation packs. But they're not they're not going back and seeing why people freaked out over those.
It's a lot like young people are just kind of like doing something not innovative. They're just trying to not screw things up by doing things that we've liked in the past.
Yeah. So, but they don't understand why we liked them in the past. Fat packs were ridiculous when we first got it because the value and the stuff that we got of it was like
we were surprised by them too. The first time we got them,
yeah,
we were super surprised and we were like, oh my god, these are amazing. And that was pretty hype. Now we don't really get surprised by it. We're all jaded folks now.
Yep. The positionals we were all happy about like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, because it required you to collect a bunch of like cards you saved up. Now I was like, no, fuck you, just use training. It's so fucking cheap. There's no chance training is gonna be able to be used next year into sets. I'm pretty sure that's not gonna happen next year.
You don't think so? Really?
I think they fucked up.
I don't think they care that much about it.
I don't think they do either. But I think that being able to like literally save half the coin some at most times, like even right now, training's at one coin per. So like you can build like Russell Wilson for like probably like 40k, which is fucking crazy.
Fucking awesome, crazy.
Like I know it's dope. So I don't think that I think that was unforeseen. Mistake by them because I remember like at one point you couldn't collect, I think was it 83 overall? Yeah, you only collect 84s and up.
Huh.
It was like a weird number. I was trying to collect the power, wouldn't let me collect it, but then what they just went ahead and let that gate flood open, so I was able to collect like a bunch of power. Cause I remember I was making a bunch of coins early on doing that, making tokens and shit. So I don't think next year, I think power is going to be like its own like non auctionable, non tradable, non collectible type things.
That would be sad. I would say
it'd be sad, but I think that'd make the market a little bit better because I don't think people would be out here. I don't know the market. Maybe not. I don't know. I like that you can save coins doing it, but I just also don't like the fact that it kind of ruins things because sets don't have any value anymore. Especially because if EA goes and does like golds and silvers and sets next year, then cool. But if they keep doing the like wild card shit, then it's gonna be kind of like fuck you guys. You just keep spitting in our face.
Wait. So you don't like wild cards?
No, because they don't give me value to anything. Like I like when one, I like Madden 16 or 15 days, bro. I like Larry Foote being a million coins. I like it. I can't explain it. I like one card costing holding the entire setup. I know it sucks, but
yeah.
A lot of guys hate that. But I like when a random person in my video in my comment section say, "Yo, Tex, I know that car was going for a million coins. I had two of them. I like that because then that person got 2 million coins all of a sudden."
That's kind of neat. The buyers kind of hurt, but I personally prefer wild cards. Just to raise the value of everything. So that way you can clean out your binder without worrying about missing a million coin card. Because here's the thing. Back when we had that binder sync on Mudhead, I'm fine with those expensive cards. That shit was great to see. But now we don't. It's kind of like, you know, I just feel like mindlessly going through my binder, selling everything for a set value because that's what the set value is at, and be done with it. And just kind of while I'm doing other things like watching television. Rather than having to 100% pay attention to every single card I'm listing, look them up on the market, hit the left bumper, go back, because, you know, that takes, you know, 20 seconds to do all that action before you post them. I can see what you're saying, though. It is exciting, especially when you hunt for them in the silver packs, like we saw with power-ups. That was kind of fun. We're all pulling those silver get-a-player packs and then doing the low silver to high silver upgrade to try and get power-ups when those were super expensive. So I will say, you make a very valid point, and I don't really care as long as they do one of our two solutions.
I mean, it'll be a win-win for both. Yeah. It just depends on what they decide to do. Because like the way that it's done right now, it's fine. I do like it because it makes things cheaper, but it also kind of it affects the market in a big way if you can do things for literally. Cause Russell Wilson will probably be like 300,000 coins if his set wasn't as cheap as it was.
Remember, was it Madden 16 or was it 16 or 15? Russell Wilson, when they had those rare quarterbacks, was it 74 overall or something? He was going for like 600-700k, but the 74 overall was going for like 400-500k.
Yeah, I don't remember that game that well.
It was the same year as Larry Foote, but it was later on. It was with the quarterback instead.
I remember was it Madden 15 or it was Madden 25. It was a Tyler Eifert that card was going for a lot. Like a 74 Tyler Eifert because EA fucked up. It sounds about right. There's two. It was rookie premier Tyler Eifert, and then there was a 74 rookie Tyler Eifert. And one of the sets requires you to collect the 74 Rookie Premier version.
Okay.
For some weird reason, and not many people had that card. So, because it was only people that played Madden 13.
And oh, wow. Did the
sets for, yeah, and collected them for it. So, that card was going for like 900K for like the entire year. Because nobody had that card. They had the regular title, but they didn't have that version.
Damn, that's weird as fuck.
And EA never fixed it. I'm glad they fixed that shit now, because they would be like, oh, our mistake, guys, we're sorry. But they just let that shit ride back then. Yo, the Wild Wild West back then, something was broken, it was just broke. They weren't fixing shit.
Yeah, Mud has gotten a lot better listening to their feedback. Kralo is a goddamn godsend, and it's so nice for shit to get fixed like that, and quickly. Sometimes it's not good, because it's harder to make coins when they patch their coin-making method so quick. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Kralo's great for at least taking care of the wronging of us. In sense, but that's all I got. Any other words you want to talk before we cash it out for the night or the day?
Yeah, I think we are good. Nothing else on this gridiron. Else I want to talk about. EA basically expanded their future gameplay. Madden Mobile is gonna be talked about when this podcast goes live. I'm pretty sure Gutfox will probably be doing a stream about it. I don't really care about Madden Mobile.
Who do you think I am, Tex?
You might just check out, see if do the fix mobile.
I'm not going to wake up early to look at mobile. The stream is like at, I don't know, what, 10 a.m. Eastern?
Oh, is it 10 a.m.? Okay.
Yeah, they're doing an early stream on it.
I thought it was going to be a 7, so okay, never mind. No, okay, so hell no. Bleep that. We didn't really mention, what is it called, the new, I guess, Jet Suite plays.
Oh, I mean, here's the thing. You're right, we didn't mention
Philly
it.
Philly Special.
Philly Special. This is cool. Trick plays. Fucking love it, right? Yeah. Like, here's the thing with a jet sweep. We kind of have it, but what's nice about this jet sweep is you have the option after the play. Like, you know, single back ace has that jet sweep / dive, but there isn't the choice to give one or the other depending where the user or the defense goes. So this is just, like, the evolution of it, and once again, I don't have anything wrong with it. I think it's a wonderful addition. What do you think, Tex?
I'm more here for that. I'm more excited about that than I'm for the RPOs, to be honest with you. I guess it's kind of like RPO, but I'm just like, I like the whole, like, actually kind of giving more variety to the playbooks. And so, like, this is, I just, it's going to be kind of fun to kind of run a lot of misdirection stuff at your opponent's user, which then hopefully, like, free some stuff up down the field.
You know what? I'm looking at this thing, and for everybody that's watching the podcast, you'll see there's this PA jet sweep. The route that I'm really concerned about is this tight end route. It looks a lot like that route in split close that's uncoverable that I absolutely freak out about.
It's probably going to be uncoverable, bro.
It gets to the sideline. But yeah, zones don't
nothing
play
about zones, bro. So it's just probably going to be broken.
Fucking A, man. Yeah, so we'll see if zones do cover those. But yeah, I'm reading here the Patriots Hoss Juke concept. So a lot of the issue with option routes, they broke them after Madden 16 when they put in the new zones in 17. Option routes haven't worked correct 100% of the time since then. It's kind of like you're kind of like hopefully relying on what they do right or wrong. And with the way that people like adjust defense with Madden, with spacing not working and guys being able to like have like this magical catch up logic where they can turn their hips faster than you can go run straight. So that there's the issue with a lot of option routes reading what kind of actual coverage it is, because like they'll man up the safeties but then put zones out there too, and so it'll be like, is this a cover two, cover one, cover three, what do I break and how do I break? So reading that as a quarterback and reading the defense, you hope to go one way but the computer sees it another and you're like, well, you just fucked up and go to the green space. But anyways, with the Patriots Hoss Juke concept, it's like an option route from a few of them. You either curl, you go straight on a fade. And if it works correctly, it's great. I just worry about, you know, is it going to work correctly? Is it going to work correctly 100% of the time? How is the defense going to be able to, the defense will be able to, like, kind of confuse you, which is cool. And here's the thing with the user, being like, juking from Gronk. The thing about, in real life, when you throw a pass to Gronk and he's able to, like, you know, help basketball players box out people. So he's able to box out defenders. In Madden, if you throw a ball where Gronk is boxing out the defender gets that animation where it warps and it just knocks the ball out. Even if you're further away, they warp and they knock the ball out on kind of like those curls. And it feels bad, man. It sucks. Because that's technically a covered route or whatever they say. So while this concept, these curls, these kind of juke routes work in real football amazingly well, and the windows are super tight in real football, Madden is not about throwing the ball into tight windows that you don't want to do that because the game doesn't want you to do that. They want you to make open reads. Generally, of course, we all hate it when people just make blind reads and get rewarded. So I'm concerned about it because it's going to be hard for them to tune it to be powerful but not too powerful, that Gronk just catches everything and can box out people. But generally, I think more often, based off my experience in Madden 19 and going back, if you throw it like an option route and he's covered, it will be knocked down. But again, if they're really fast, then they'll get separation. But if it's Gronk, where he didn't need to be fast, he just used his body, I don't feel like it's going to be as powerful. What do you think, Tex?
I mean, it's probably going to be super powerful depending on the ability the person got, right?
Yeah, I mean, speed. What kind of speed they have.
Well, depending on that and like the like possession
catch. Oh, that ability. I get you.
Yeah. I don't like throwing a ball in tight windows because, like you said, Madden doesn't want you to. Mm-hmm. So you throw a ball in a tight window, ball gets deflected in the air, gets picked. Mm-hmm. So usually anybody throws a ball into a tight window, they usually do like a low pass. They throw the ball where it's like low risk.
Yeah.
So I don't really see that ability being utilized too much this year because it's going to be one route that's just much better than doing that.
Yeah,
like these are all good for like again just real life stuff, CFM. If you're playing sim style and you want this in the game, cool. But playing online with users and playing online with lag and other stuff is just 99 zones. That's going to be kind of difficult to like be running stuff like this.
Yeah. And last thing I say, the Raiders have that dragon spacing concept they match, and what I talked about the lack of spacing between in like a Tampa 2 being able to cover like two different streak routes at the same time because of how fast they react. I'm concerned about spacing concepts being like meta. Like, don't get me wrong, curl flats, they work this year and they work pretty good. The choice curl flat routes, but we'll see what the dragon spacing concept, how that gets its spacing out and how defenses react to it before I want to judge it next year. But that's it, Tex.
That's it.
I hope you had a good time.
Yep, short and sweet, but we're good though. Woo! We'll talk about a lot. We'll be longer than next week with Madden Mobile.
What?
No? Okay.
we're gonna get Madden Mobile Slay on?
For next week. Yeah, if you want I'll ask him if he wants to come on and talk about his likes and dislikes about Madden Mobile. We can't ignore that facet of the community. Those guys love their game, so we'll see if he wants to come on and see what his likes and dislikes are for what they're gonna be doing next year.
We haven't had either if Slay doesn't want to do it, we can see if MMG's up for it. We haven't had him on in about a year.
Maybe we can talk to him, see, but he's done. I think he's done that mobile. I think Slay's the only holding out of hope still.
That's
I think
true.
Everyone else moved on.
That's a good point.
I think everybody else is like, no, fuck this. I'm going to play something else that's actually better.
Yeah. It is what it is. They need to make a better product.
That's what they got to do. They got to get this money back that they're losing. Making no money this year because they decided to change everything.
One of the worst business decisions that I've seen in the sports gaming community. Or at least game development community. Anyways, Tex, take it easy. See you next week.
Yep. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.